hot new drama is coming to Disney Plus.
5, 6, 7, 8.
When lives are at stake.
I have a pulse.
We gotta move fast.
Hearts are racing.
I love you, and I'm gonna love you.
And family is everything.
All right, team. We work side by side.
New drama can't wait. Set a reminder to stream the latest seasons of Grey's Anatomy and 9-1-1.
Welcome back.
And the new series, Dr. Odyssey.
Brace for impact.
Exclusively on Disney Plus. Streaming this October from $4.99 a month, 18 plus subscription required.
Do we really need another computer? One that's faster, more powerful? Not everyone does. But to reinvent music using a neural processor, work off the grid with all-day battery, or bring your vision to life with AI-powered co-creator, then a Copilot Plus PC can make a difference. A powerful AI computer is not for everyone. But if you're trying to change the world, even if just your own, we built one for you. Microsoft Copilot Plus PCs powered by Snapdragon. The fastest, most intelligent Windows PCs ever. Battery life varies with usage and settings.
If you were to peer into the corners of my phone, you would find most of my life.
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
No.
Netflix and chill means sex. If anyone says, hey, do you want a Netflix and chill?
Under my voice memos, you'd hear a conversation of my mom and I talking about the best dating apps to use. She's 75, by the way. And in my videos, you would find a video of Christmas when my boyfriend's family and my family were meeting for the first time. You'd see us gathered around our dining room table playing Loteria minutes before he got down on one knee and asked to become my husband. And in the photos, you'd find pictures of us at the hospital where we lived for a month as my father recovered from a heart attack. I am a hoarder of moments. And on a Saturday morning, as I stand outside the starting line of a neighborhood 5K race, it's me, 2,000 other people, and their phones. And it seems like we all are hoarders of moments, constantly capturing and collecting, capturing and collecting. There are pieces of us everywhere. But how many people have pieces of us that we have totally forgotten about? Letters that we sent, but we forgot what we said. Do you mind reading the email you sent me back in December 2015?
Okay. I'll do my best to not crack.
Inside the corners of my email is an incredible time capsule, where listeners like Maria wrote me almost 10 years ago and told me about their lives.
Hi, Megan. I think your show resonated so much with me because you and I were going through similar feelings at the same time.
Maria grew up in Jersey with dreams of living a big life in one of the biggest cities in the U.S., New York. And she was on her way. After college, she interned at the local news station, CBS Radio, then NBC Universal, MSNBC, and she found herself in Midtown Manhattan, walking into an elevator and walking out onto the same floor as the president of CBS. But after a year and a half of this routine, she realized this big career and this big city life lacked something.
After feeling like I was drowning in a pool filled with limits at CBS, I said, screw this. I decided to quit my job and do a passion project. I am a filmmaker and have made documentaries before, so why not go for it again?
Maria messaged her father and asked him if he wanted to retire early. He was thinking about it anyway, and rent an RV and travel with her across the country. He said yes.
I feel like people every day are hating their job, hating who they are because of their job, afraid of what people may think, or afraid of failure. So I decided to make a project to help and inspire those people to take the leap.
They went from Jersey to North Dakota to Washington through Texas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. They saw the Badlands, the Rocky Mountains in Montana.
I interviewed Detroit Bikes, Friedag I'm in Love in Portland, singer-songwriters in Nashville, Traveling Yogi, and others who decided to make this huge pivot in their lives.
But then they returned to Jersey and their trip was over. Her dad retired and Maria found herself living at home, trying to figure out, well, what happens now? Asking herself the question, did I really just throw away this amazing corporate job to wind up living at my parents' house and pushing restart? You're listening to Dear Millennial, Navigating Adulthood One Question at a Time, Today, Now, and Then. Short stories from our listeners where we look at where they are now and where they were then. I'm Megan Tan.
Show out, finesse, See the way I'm moving, they gon' never forget, That's the way you do it when you're living your best. I settle for less, never that. We don't do that no way. Show out, Say less, A number uno, I'm pursuing and forgetting the rest, Following my groove and it's gon' tell us what's next. Excellent, so don't ever test, cause I'm acing it,
Today, Maria Perez. What happens when you quit your corporate job to pursue a passion project and end up at your parents' house?
I'm the one you want around. I'm the one you want around. Number one to talk of the town.
Mecca Bingo, a legends of play since back in the day. Back when kings had castle walls to protect them. When knights had suits of armor. And now, when Debs from Doncaster plays at mechabingo.com, she has Mecca's safety features, like deposit limits so she only plays with what she can afford, and reality checks that remind her to take regular breaks. Be a legend yourself. Keep it fun at mechabingo.com. Mecca, legends of play since back in the day. 18+ begambleaware.org.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Yay, Maria!
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for writing all those years ago. Who were you when you wrote that letter?
I haven't seen that email in almost 10 years, which is crazy, which really brought back a lot of feelings when I was writing that email. Like, I had no job. Like, I was blowing through my savings. So I was in like such an unknown time in that exact moment, which was so crazy.
And how would you describe yourself at 24 in that time?
I just was always trying to find something more, but also that felt right. And that felt like very kind of what fit my personality or what felt more authentic, but also felt like meaningful. And like was, I felt like I was doing such like unmeaningful stuff, but kind of trying to find like where was my passion as like a job, I guess. And so it felt like I wasn't there at all. So I said, all right, let's just figure it out myself. So I felt like I'm very driven. So I was really trying to like find it. So that's what I felt like. I was just constantly looking for that thing.
Yeah. And you talk about quitting your job at CBS. I mean, the fact that you were at CBS so young is crazy. And then you went on this road trip with your father. Yeah, what ended up happening to that series?
I did a whole podcast. I think it was like 10 to 12 episodes. They were rather short. It was just, again, kind of taking you along with me. But with the I did a lot of recordings like with a camera and like video recording and audio recording. I was doing everything by myself, which was crazy. Like I was figuring out where we were staying that night, but then also trying to write interview questions and also trying to find the next person to interview in the next state. So it was like a lot. But at the same time, it was like the exact learning I needed to do in kind of, I guess, this field. It ended up turning into being able to have this kind of, look, I can do it all by myself.
Why did you feel like you had to do that?
To do it by myself?
Yeah.
Well, one, money. And it was also, it was just really me and my dad. It was all about kind of doing it myself and figuring it out by myself and knowing that I convinced myself that I was capable of doing it myself.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. You were living with your parents, right?
Yes.
You had moved back home. You were starting this passion project.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what happened?
Sure. So we went on the RV trip. It was awesome. And it was like for about like a month or so, we circled around the entire country. We met a lot of cool people. And then I got back and then I had blown through obviously a lot of my savings after not going to work. So I was like, well, I need to do something. So I found a kind of like a part-time freelance job, just working on different like commercials for like a video production company. And then from there, I got a full-time job because it was only part-time. So I wanted to at least have some sort of steady income while being able to do anything else I wanted to do on the side. So then I found a job at this like at this children's company that makes like cribs. And they needed like a video producer to put together the instructions manual visually. It's crazy. So I basically was myself on camera putting together cribs.
Cribs?
And be like, first you put this nail here and then you turn. And that, like, that's literally what I did like all day. It was crazy. And it was horrible pay. And I think I was there for like 4 months because I was like putting cribs together every day.
Yeah.
And, but also like writing a...
Wait, were you doing it at your house?
No, like it was in the city and they had like the studio was like a children's bedroom.
Oh, okay.
It was insane.
I was envisioning you for like a hot second, like in your room and your parents walk in and they're like,
yeah,
Maria, how are you making money?
I know. And so I was there for like 3 or 4 months because I was like, this is not sustainable. So then I was able to then get a different job at the New York Botanical Garden in the Bronx. And one of their like biggest things that jumped out for them on my resume was that I was able to do my own videos and audio series by myself. Mm-hmm. Like that to them was the most impressive. And that's at that point where I was like, okay, it wasn't for nothing. I didn't do that for no reason. And then I was there for like a couple of years. And then from there, I went to B&H. And that's where I am now. And that's where
Oh, wow.
And I've been there for almost 6 years now. And it's been fun to see kind of like, it's no longer that tiny leap each year. Like I started out as just like a regular like social media video person. But now I am running my own team of 5 people. Like the steps were bigger, which is what I was looking for. I was never looking for like, I don't want the 9 to 5. Like, I don't mind the 9 to 5. I just want it to be worth it and be meaningful. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I am now. And then, in between all that, of course, I met my husband. And
when did you meet your husband?
In 2017. So we were dating for a bit and then we moved in together in my apartment and then we got married and then moved to the house next door that I grew up.
How did you guys meet?
So it was mutual friends, which is nice. I didn't have to go through the apps. And so it just kind of, it was natural. It kind of worked out, which is great. And we just got a puppy this past year. So it's kind of just crazy like to think about me with my puppy at 34 and me and my problems at 24.
Yeah. And how did you guys find the house next to your parents' place?
Just coincidentally, the people were selling it. And
wow.
Just like, that's the thing. Like, I have this like balance of like the nostalgia and loving kind of the same, but at the same time, always looking for like change. So it's so nice to like be here. It's kind of like a bit of like that part of that dream where I was like, I am looking for something bigger, but I still love my like simple life.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe it's a daily practice, or maybe it feels hard to be grateful right now. Don't forget to give yourself some thanks by investing in your well-being. BetterHelp is the largest online therapy provider in the world, connecting you to qualified professionals via phone, video, or message chat. Let the gratitude flow. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
No, that's so interesting. It's interesting, like, the push and pull between those two ideas, especially I feel like for our generation, where it's not that it was pressure, but it was like this phrase of you can do anything, right?
Yes.
And then it was like almost overwhelming at times.
Mm-hmm.
And felt like I had to constantly be looking for something bigger than your everyday life.
Right.
Did you feel the same way?
Yeah. And like you saying, that does make a lot of sense, because I do feel like growing up, it was constantly support, but maybe with a underlining pressure of you can do anything. You should try to do anything. And I think maybe it could be from that.
Yeah. No, that's so interesting. Do you feel like you could have predicted at 24 what your life looks like now?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think that's why, like, I was so frustrated at 24, because I knew what 35 could look like. So, like, feeling those, like, roadblocks, I'm like, you're just getting in my way of what I know what should be and could be. So it's kind of, but it is obviously kind of crazy to feel, like, at content, like, okay, like, I did do it, thank God. But I could envision it. I could see it.
What could you see?
I could see, like, I was very driven in terms of, like, I knew what I wanted to do. I just didn't know how to get, like, what it would take to get there. But I knew what I wanted.
Mm.
And I do feel like, to an extent, I got what I wanted. Obviously, things aren't always exactly how you've envisioned them. But I still got where I wanted. And I'm still doing what I was hoping to do. I just, at 24, I just didn't know, like, how can I get there? How can I push my way in that direction?
Can you describe exactly what you wanted when you were 24? Like, how would you, in a sentence, what did you want?
I wanted to do something meaningful and something that mattered, not just sitting at a desk, maybe making pointless emails and videos that I didn't care about. Like, I wanted to do something that I could look back on at age 50 and be proud of myself.
Gotcha.
And that's, so it's not like I was asking for a lot. I just wanted to do something meaningful. So I could see it. I just didn't know how to get there.
Yeah.
And somehow between making cribs and stuff, I got there.
That's how it is. Yeah. There's a lot of this. Yeah. One last question, and then we'll close out, which is, what do you think your past self would say to your present self?
So what would 24 me say to me now?
Mm-hmm.
I think she would be admired at 34 me getting it done and being like, you did it. That's like just kind of really being proud. So it's kind of like both, like 24 me is proud of 34 me for like figuring it out, not stopping, just kind of, even though some things were annoying and maybe frustrating, but like holding out. But then 34 me is obviously proud of 24 me for being brave and for doing things probably 34 me would never do, thinking in hindsight. Because like to think back at like 24 to just quit like a great job is insane. But at the same time, like, I guess, like, I'm a little privileged in terms of, like, I did have the support of my parents, which I mentioned, like, I texted my dad, can we just do this? And he said yes. So not everybody, and I fully understand that not everybody has that same privilege, and some people have to stick out such unfortunate situations because of those things. So I'm so grateful that I had that support, but it's still just kind of so brave, and something also at 24 for somebody like boomers, for them to be like, what do you mean you're going to quit your job? Like, that's not really like a thing. You have to stick it out. It's always about sticking it out and just kind of your time will come kind of thing. So that's what 24 me like couldn't deal with. Like, I'm not going to wait for the time to come. But it's funny, people that are 24 now, like, they don't wait for their time to come anymore, which I kind of am so envious of that, like, bravery without even realizing that they're being brave to just kind of like, I'm going to do it myself, which is awesome.
Mm. And then what does present you want to say to future you? Like 10 years from now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be, I'm not sure how old, well, 24, 34, 44, right?
But that's crazy.
I know, right? So what does 34 you want to say to 44 you?
I guess twofold. One is, did we slow down? I hope we slowed down because it feels like 24 to 34 was such a run, run, run trying to get to that, like that end. So I'm hoping 44, we got to some sort of end and we slowed down and it kind of felt like can hold back and feel a little bit more content and not constantly looking for that big thing. And then two is, are we still happy doing what we decided to jumpstart at 24?
Mm-hmm. Wow. You're incredible. Thank you so much, Malia, for
joining us today.
Girl, I got you. I got you. I know. We can't hug. We can't hug on Zoom.
Maria Perez, she is currently living in New Jersey, right next to her childhood home, with her husband and her new puppy. She is the creative production manager at BNH in New York City and a longtime listener of the show. If you have a question that you want Dear Millennial to try to answer, you can call 442-444-0756. That's 442-444-0756 and leave a voice message. You can also email me at hey@millennialpodcast.org. That's hey@millennialpodcast.org. Also, I'm doing this totally independently, so if you would like to support the next chapter of Millennial, you can become a member. Go to patreon.com/dearmillennial. This episode of Dear Millennial was written and edited by me, Megan Tan. Amore Yates is the senior producer on the show. It was engineered by James Rollins at Roof Dog Studio. Our theme song is by Jupiter. Ashley Wittenborn created the artwork. Make sure you follow, like, and subscribe to Dear Millennial wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me on Instagram at Megan Lee Tan and the show at Millennial Podcasts. Dear Millennial is a Tan Lines production.